This is waste from big fashion houses, but to designers Maria and Abby, these fabrics are the source of their slow fashion brand. Sustainable clothes that are made to last.
This is one a jeans fabric that we sourced from Italy. The lining we sourced from Germany. When you see Europe, there is so much waste. So much waste of the industry. And we're not talking about like 1 meter or one scrap. We are talking about rolls.
In recent decades, fashion has become an industry that experts describe as one of the most polluting and least transparent when it comes to sourcing materials. As environmental awareness increases, many young people have become reluctant to buy so-called fast fashion and instead shop at vintage or second-hand stores.
I like that. I can help to support the environment. Now we're facing climate change and it's great. This jumper looks brand new. Everything I'm wearing is second-hand. My bag, my jacket, my jumper, my pants.
If you're a student or something and you have to look where your money goes, it's also a good way to find cool clothing, and it feels a lot better than to go to like the big chains.
A recent consumer trend report done by ThredUp suggests that more than 60% of people aged between 15 and 35 buy pre-owned clothing, a market some estimate could outgrow fast fashion in 5 years, with a value of $64 billion.
For many, wearing a second-hand jacket like this one, which is more than 20 years old, is perfectly fashionable. The vintage clothing market is big business, but there's also a lot of debate on what's sustainable fashion or what's greenwashing.
Fashion consultant Alec Leach, who wrote a book called The World is on Fire, but We're Still Buying Shoes, has only one piece of advice: buy fewer clothes.
There's no such thing as a sustainable fashion industry right now. The industry itself is quite fundamentally broken, but it's very difficult to say if this product is truly sustainable. And there are brands out there that really are doing the work and that really are trustworthy. Most of the time, it's an illusion.
He says wearing used clothes is the most sustainable, although as prices increase, vintage items aren't available to everyone.
The main thing is to wear the pieces you have, love them until, you know, maybe they fall apart and then repair them. And if they don't fit anymore, change them.
This will require a change in mindset for those fashion lovers who feel the need to wear something different every day. Stefan Fasen, Al Jazeera, Berlin.